Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. I'm delighted to have John Carmen back again. I got a couple of stories I want to share with you and get John's comments on. One just showed up. Western Journal publishes Dominion voting systems contract canceled in Deep Blue State due to major concerns. As everyone here has heard me reiterate again and again and again, we cannot make any progress. We cannot regain control or even any influence over the future of our nation if we cannot get rid of these voting machines where they advertise themselves as changing the way you vote, which is meant literally you vote Republican, they change it to Democrat. They are changing the way you vote, all right. In Shasta County, California, Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to terminate its contract with Dominion Voting Systems. It is the first county in the state to do so. Shasta is in a more conservative part of Southern California near the Oregon border, about a two-hour drive from Sacramento. In the 2020 presidential race, the county voted 65.4% for Donald Trump and 32.3% for Biden. According to SF Gate, San Francisco Gate, the board's makeup is 4-1 in favor of conservatives. The vote to stop using Dominion voting machines was 3-2. Supervisors Patrick Jones, Chris Kellstrom, and Kevin Kyle all voted in the contract. I regard them as heroes, not only to the state, but to the nation. Though also a conservative, Supervisor Tim Garman wanted more information before the county switched systems. He sided with Mary Rickard in voting against the change. We have a right to the people to do due diligence, Garman said, according to Reading Record Searchlight. Rickard printed out to the board. We were all elected by Dominion voting machines. I'm just really curious. Are we questioning the outcomes of our elections? Jones shot back. Supervisor Rickard, nobody ran against you. Jones, Kilstrom, and Cryle all suggested that last June's primary deserve a closer look after the four non-establishment candidates lost to incumbents. Just because we're all sitting up here and elected does not mean we had a fair and free election every single time. And for me, watching that very closely, the 2022 primary election here in Shasta County, I saw lots of concerns. Seth Jones was led the charge to replace the Dominion machines. I am ecstatic. This has to happen all over the country. John, your thoughts.
If you're not pissed off, you're not awake. How's that one for a starter?
Yeah, agreed. I agree.
I'm already pissed off. I've been primed for the past 2 days on complaints that I've had to file through the medical system on, and I'm just giving you this as a kind of a an entry statement because of the way the systems work, and I have a medical thing. I have Medicare, Medi-Cal, and I have to go through use certain pharmaceutical companies. And then when they go to the Philippines, and I have nothing against Filipinos or anybody else, but when they lie, it doesn't matter what they are. They'll try to get your Social Security number and violate Privacy Act issues, and they're claiming that they're verifying, and they already have your account number. See what I mean? So they're stepping over the line. If they're doing it with me and I catch them at it, they're doing it with everybody else. And I just got off the phone with the bank. They're playing the same game. Give us your name. Give us your last four digits Social Security number. That's a violation of the Privacy Act, folks. Look it up. Privacy Act, 1974, because every time I had to work overtime at the border for 15 years, I had to fill out a special waiver for the overtime so that the Social Security number, which is a private number through the Social Security Administration. It is not to be given to banks. They're not allowed to have it, but they use it. So, yeah, we're at a war. We're in a war right now.
John, you're fading in and out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the connection because I was getting interrupted before, and I'm using a special satellite connection as well. So I'm not sure what's happening.
Your voice is very, very clear when we have you. Go ahead, continue.
I've sent stuff to Trump. I just sent him another email just earlier advising him my situation because I'm on food stamps at $94 a month. Nobody could survive on that. $10 a day for food, maybe, if you ate on tacos all week. But when they go through the Dominion server issue, they didn't do anything about it. Trump didn't stay in office to enforce the law. He could have done the Insurrection Act, do martial law. He didn't make any arrests, and neither did Barr. So everybody's waiting, and they're stalling. This is what all this is a stall tactic. Every time you look at the news, it's a stall. They're lying and stalling. Keep that in mind. That's all part of the CIA ops, and according to other friends that we have mutually, military psyops. Very clearly. So the military-industrial complex since Eisenhower and Kennedy. They've been warning us about it for years. So they're doing it. So the further we keep going down on this stuff, even though people are still doing according to Biden and White House, COVID doesn't exist anyway. They never make it. Get rid of whatever you think you have. So it's a constant lie. Everything we talk about is installed continually. So Dominion servers, that means they can cancel out all the previous elections for how many years back do you think? 10? 15? 20? All Democrat controlled. How far do you think they go?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a mind boggler, right? Mind boggler.
Go ahead. Yeah. John, I think there's an interference with your connection here. Yeah. John will be back. Let me add another story here. It turns out that in Louisiana and Alabama, they're pulling out of ERIC, which is this way of keeping up with voter registration lists that the Democrats have been using to pad the polls. So for ERIC, in many states, they have over 1 million more parties on their registration list than there are residents of the state. So, you know, if you could get out of Eric and you can get rid of Dominion, then I think we have a ghost of a chance of regaining some control over the future of our nation. It's just stunning what's been going on here. Absolutely stunning. But I'm ecstatic, simply ecstatic. And remember, Shasta is in California, which is the most left of left states. It's governed by this complete lunatic Gavin Newsom, an arrogant bastard, who wants to be the first president of the North American Union. Have no doubt about it. That's where he wants to wind up. And where Biden just made a statement about a declaration of North America. Listen to this. On January 10th, Biden met with Trudeau and the president of Mexico at the 10th North American Leaders Summit. While there, Biden signed a declaration of North America. Here's what's inside of it. This is the verbatim text as found at whitehouse.gov. Our comments are below each segment in bold and italics. Today, President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, President Joseph R. Biden, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met in Mexico City for the 10th North American Leaders Summit. The leaders are determined to fortify our region's security, prosperity, sustainability, and inclusiveness through commitments across six pillars. One, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Barf. Two, climate change and the environment. Double barf. Three, competitiveness. Four, migration and development. Five, health. Six, regional security. Right off the bat, we have the comment. You know, this document means trouble. Every American is fully aware of the woke concepts of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and how that plays out in their daily lives. Discrimination against them, especially if you are white. Climate change is being used to push through global tyranny. This sets the stage for what follows. Returning to the text. North America shares a unique history and culture that emphasizes innovation, equitable development, and mutually beneficial trade to create inclusive economic opportunities for the benefit of our people. We are not just neighbors and partners. Our people share bounds of family and friendship and value above all else, freedom, justice, human rights, equality, and democracy. This is the North American DNA. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is foundational to the strength, vibrancy, and resilience of our country. I would deny that categorically. We focus on providing marginalized communities opportunities for their full, equal, and meaningful participation in our democracies and economies. To advance these objectives, President Lopez Obrador, President Biden, and Prime Minister Trudeau reiterated their joint commitment to protect civil rights, promote racial justice, expand protections for LGBTQI+ individual rights. Nothing more important than that, and deliver more equitable outcomes for all. Commentary. Providing marginalized communities with anything means that your money as an American taxpayer is going to be taken from you and given to them. This is Robin Hood idealism. It doesn't matter if a thief steals what you have to give to somebody else, it's still theft. We already see what their idea of meaningful participation in our democracies, which should read, in our case, Republic, actually is. Typically, it involves children. When we talked about expanded protection, what rights are currently denied to these people? Absolutely not. It simply means there's going to be more legislation coming down that'll make it a hate crime or something of the sort to object to kids at school having pornographic homework. And as far as promoting racial justice goes, there's still piles of ashes left over from 2020 when businesses were burned to the ground in the name of racial justice, where the Department of Justice and the FBI have done absolutely nothing to promote the Antifa and BLM loons who were out there, the thuggery, arson, looting. They continue. In partnership with indigenous people, we will promote innovating and sustainable solutions that honor traditional knowledge, foster indigenous-led growth, and drive job creation. We will continue our cooperation to build societies where indigenous women and girls can live, learn, and lead without fear through the Trilateral Working Group on Violence Against Indigenous Women and Girls. Indigenous women from all three countries will convene in the coming weeks to facilitate discussion about priorities and best practices, including in areas of political, economic, and social development. The three countries also reaffirm our commitment to gender equality and empowerment of women and girls in all their diversity by aiming to improve financial and political support for women's and girls' rights. But of course, we're going to get men who declare themselves to be women to participate in girls' sports, to go into girls' restrooms and locker rooms. We've even got a guy who is committed, guilty of rape, who now claims to be a woman, where he's now, remarkably enough, it's been announced he's not going to be imprisoned in a women's prison. Well, to get back to that, I think we're getting the idea, John. I believe you're reconnected here. This North American Declaration looks to me like it's presaging the introduction of the North American Union, where none of the citizens of any of these countries have even voted on the very idea. Your thoughts?
Well, the whole idea of the voting thing, before I get interrupted, apparently my cell phone connection, which goes through deafprotection.com, they cut off when I'm being interrupted or you're being interrupted. So that's part of the security system. And I just called the technician. I mentioned CIA. That's when I got cut off, the company. We've been manipulating.
So we get. John, CIA, you're being cut off again. You mentioned CIA. You're being cut off again, my friend. How outrageous. Very
exactly.
Telling.
Cut very company.
Telling. Yeah.
So they've been, that company in Langley has been manipulating puppet governments. And when they came across people like Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, and certain terrorist groups, but when they tried to control Gaddafi, they couldn't do it. And then Obama had him droned or killed or attempted killed even during Reagan. And I'm very familiar with William C. Chasey, who wrote the book about the Pan M-103 at Lockerbie incident. And he actually, Gaddafi had these people come over to his country via Jordan, because you cannot fly directly into Libya. You have to go to Jordan, get in a limousine, and drive across the desert into Libya with a guy named William C. Chasey, who wrote the book. He's no longer alive. He was a lobbyist, literally out of La Jolla, California. I actually ran into him, met him. I didn't know who he was till afterwards. And then a guy named Lindsey Graham, who we all know. So Gaddafi paid him money.
John, I think mentioning, go ahead. I think mentioning Lindsey Graham may have been a no-no too, because it looks like you're being cut again. Continue.
There you go. Every time they come up with money and pay a government agent or a government or an American citizen, you're supposed to snitch yourself out and report it. And then they blocked it and then they unblocked it later. I don't know what Lindsey Graham did. Maybe he's got his offshore account and he's specifically protected. That's what. And also visited with terrorists. It was under Obama. You see what I'm saying? And to reiterate, I am ex-Secret Service. I didn't get there because I was good-looking and could jump in front of a bullet. You know, there's the joke. But the stuff I've learned since then, working at the police department, U.S. Mint, private investigator, then 15 years at the border, I made changes to the border with what I was doing and made suggestions and put the license plate readers in, federal identification scanning system so they could scan a guy's fingerprints because he says he lost his ID. And then I would catch people that were fugitives at the border, murder suspects, pedophiles, children, and human trafficking smugglers in the act, actually in the act. And yet I can't get a congressman to get interested in my case to pull me before Congress. Right now it's Daryl Issa. He's a retired captain. And I think I've seen some negative placards out there protesting against even Daryl Issa. So he may be the guy that could do it, but I'm trying to encourage people to write letters and send stuff to these people and send it to Congress. And they could fax Congress on faxzero.com for free five times a day to different people. Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, and Republicans. So all the stuff that we're seeing is a stall tactic. Every time I watch the news, they're putting fluff stories up there. They're trying to divert from the Biden stories. And I predicted it weeks ago. Why aren't they talking about Secret Service? Secret Service has protection issues or jurisdiction over the president, their residents, and anything they may take from the White House. Are we clear on that one?
Yeah.
If they want to take stuff out of the White House, somehow ended up, they would have to put it in a vehicle escorted by the Secret Service to the next location, which is under Secret Service protection, to properly do it. They don't give it to GSA and just hand it clearance. It doesn't make sense. And then they're supposed to view these things at a SCIF, which is a security location where they can go in, look at a document, put it back, and then leave without it. They're not supposed to take it out. They violate it all the time. Nobody's doing anything. See, that's the point. They don't want John Carman back in the government because I will point out these inconsistencies, and they're doing it themselves. So every time I hear people say MAGA, MAGA, they don't know what they're talking about. There are no white hats. The military doesn't have our six, you know, the usual comment. Otherwise, Trump would have made arrests and Barr didn't do anything. See what I mean? We're still being lied to. And I'm betting money Trump's part of the cabal. And I think we kind of agreed on that because of the information.
Well, I'm still holding out hope that Trump is a good guy. But, John, I respect your opinion. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm of the same belief. I really, really would like him to be the good guy to do the right thing, but he's failing. He did Operation Warp Speed. He introduced Fauci. If he'd have found out Fauci was a corrupt guy, why did he bring him in? And if he found out later, he needs to out the guy and have him arrested. You see what I mean? Congress is wasting their time, but now they're coming up with other actions. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's going to do a bill to impeach the president, Biden. Great. That's great. That's an accolade for her, but she still hasn't responded to my stuff about the border. These people go to the border. They don't know Scheitzen about the border. All they see is a divider, a line, traffic on one side, U.S. Customs on the other. They don't know Scheitzen about what actually goes on there. You see what I mean? They don't know the smuggling techniques. However, when I was talking to Duncan Hunter Sr. years ago, we knew that they had 125 incursions illegally from the military or cartels from Mexico in the United States every year, an average. 125. They've had helicopters from the Mexican Army fly into United States territory. I'm not sure if it was San Diego County. It could have been as far as over to Texas or Arizona. They shot at U.S. Border Patrol agents. If I was in the U.S. side and they shot at me, I'm going to return the fire and shoot them down and find out who shot at me. You see what I mean? That's an act of war. People don't get that. Congress is covering up these acts of war so that nobody gets a thing before Congress and get them enraged about it, because they could declare war against Mexico. Mexico's a CIA op. So's Venezuela. So's Colombia. So's all of Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, all the way up the Yucatan to Mexico. It's all part of the cocaine smuggling operation, part of the CIA. So therefore, when I discovered cocaine smuggling in gigantic tanker trucks, rail cars, and things like that, and military planes, that's where I got the retaliation. That means I hit the nerve on the head. That's what's going on, folks. And if people don't get that, you know, please help me out. I don't get a retirement. I'm not on Social Security, and they're blocking it. I'm lucky to get $94 a month for food stamps, and I'm not on unemployment. They failed to pay me, even though I worked in the state of California arresting California homicide cases, California pedophile cases. That was an interesting case right there. a guy named Jonathan Arthur Hards was hiding out in Mexico for 14 years. I get a phone call from an American in Mexico saying some information, and he gave it to me. I turned it in on a computerized report through the channels, through the feds, through the agencies, through the state and local. And when I saw the Mexican liaison police detective, Ron Collins, to mention his name, I asked him if he got the report, and he said no. So I printed it up right there, and he went down to Mexico in Rosarito Beach, Ensenada somewhere, and arrested the guy at 3 or 4 in the morning with the assistance of the Mexican police. Brought him back, and they called me from the lot where I was doing security inspections and looking for drugs and stuff on cars. And they asked me to come in. I said, oh, what happened? Is there a complaint or something or what? And the detective introduced this guy in cuffs just like that. John, I want to introduce you to Jonathan Arthur Hards. Oh, so you're Mr. Hards. Hold on a minute. Let me go get my camera, and I got pictures of him. So they took him to jail. He was on the loose for 14 years. After I left Customs in 98 due to all the death threats, I get a phone call from the guy's family member, who was a female, that thanked me over the phone for having him arrested. God bless her, you know, because that guy was a real bad guy. That's the kind of retaliation I get, you know, death threats. I got commendations. If you go on my website, customscorruption.com, it's over in the upper left section. It's kind of a handicapped site. You can go to page 2 with all the cool pictures of me seizing narcotics and famous people like, what was the guy from Adam 12? Martin Milner. I got a picture with him, Joseph Wambaugh, maybe Mike Rupert, who's ex-LAPD, also whistleblower. He's gone now. And then Sully Castillo and a few others. Gary Webb, pictured with me as Maxine Waters when I went up to Los Angeles. And Ed Asner was there as well, and I met him. He's now gone. It was a crack the CIA coalition type of a thing.
John, hold that thought. We'll be right back with John Carbon after this break.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Just a note for everyone who's aware that the Supreme Court declined my petition. I have shifted my focus to Amazon. I am back in the Court of Appeals to protest the taking of the book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, and my blog, which was improper and in violation of the statutes of the state of Wisconsin. So I would still appreciate if anyone has a few bucks to contribute. I'm still under that massive lien of over 1.1 mil, which I'm hoping, well, I've hoped against hope to defeat, but how I shall do so becomes another question. But my focus primarily now has become the Court of Appeals and the Amazon.com, where I have an attorney lined up who's eager to carry that case forward. Just for the record, explain this. I think you'll find it on givesendgo.com/fundingfetzer. John, please do continue.
Yes, I want to also reemphasize that, too. I'm in the same boat, and I support you 100% because I know you. You know, I know you to be a valid, honest person, and that's what they're doing. They're fighting us. They're blocking us at every level. And I had a case before Supreme Court, and I couldn't get it through. That's how controlled this country is. You know, they end up getting rid of these Supreme Court justices like Scalia, and then they rake these guys over the coals when they get them approved. I mean, it goes back to Clarence Thomas, which was a really interesting case, all about Pepsi can cola things, you know, things like that. And then the fake mousy little voice female that was going up against Kavanaugh. And that went through a Democrat named Dianne Feinstein, who never supported me when I was at U.S. Customs and wrote her letters, documentation I've got the actual documentation. I could prove it on actual letterhead, telling her about the corruption at the border and stuff like that. So these people are all in cahoots. Chapo Guzman, while I'm thinking about it, gave them millions of dollars to keep the borders open through the Democrats. So Feinstein, Maxine Waters, any of the Democrats you could think of got paid money, and they're not telling us the truth. No different than they're claiming that take the COVID shot and they've got stock in Pfizer. How many?
John,
how many Congress-
I take it you're in agreement with me that Antonin Scalia was, in fact, murdered because he was too strong a proponent for the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. I was quoted in the Inquirer magazine because I took over from Ted Gunderson's slot after he died. I didn't get paid for any of that, which they owed me like $6,000. But Scalia was at a hunting club, like a gentleman's hunting club, as they call it, in Texas. U.S. Marshals are typically assigned. They always have a U.S. Marshal for their bodyguards. At some point in time, something happened. He went to, go to bed at night or whatever he did, and maybe even had a guest or a visitor. We don't know if it was a male or female. But somebody allegedly, I'll say that again, allegedly, because that's what the National Enquirer does. They write up stories. Half of it's probably speculation or conjecture, or they make it up in fantasy. And then I go through it and dissect it apart and say, no, where's all the other details? And then I tear it apart. Somebody was spotted leaving his location and then allegedly was found with a pillow over his head. Now, they didn't say over his face. They didn't say on his face. They said over his head. Was it gravitating? Was it levitating? These people don't know how to write reports. The U.S. Marshal allegedly confirmed that Scalia was dead by calling up the coroner's office a couple of counties over, which is not procedure. If they've got somebody of that importance, you would expect the sheriff's department to be called over, but it was a private location, which means they're covering it up. They would have had the coroner's office from that county show up and actually verified the dilated pupils, no pulse, no breathing, and even up to the point of sticking a liver thermometer into the liver to find out how long the person's been dead. You see what I mean? Plus all these other ways they might check. If they didn't do that, they took it over a phone as a phone call. That reeks of a cover-up too. See what I mean? That forces the president or the Congress to come up with another Supreme Court justice. So there's another murder homicide. I mean, that's what they're doing left to right. Go back to Vince Foster, go back to a dozen other people. That's what this, the government, and it all points to Obama. Let's see how many times I get cut off on that one. Obama is doing stuff behind the scenes, in my opinion. And it's reeking of the fact that he's manipulating all these things to get their people in, CIA controlled, and everything to deal with people, even as far as puppet governments and foreign countries like the Gaddafi regime in Libya. See what I mean? So it doesn't make sense because those people are Muslims and related type belief systems. You know what I mean? But they have no qualms about killing their own anyway. Oh, I was going to comment the Half Moon Bay thing because you did a really good dissertation on when they arrested that suspect who was turning himself in. And I watched the video carefully, and you did an excellent job on that because you had the camera information backed up so where you could see all this action. And the guy's walking out, and if it was me, I would have talked to him on the phone before and said, oh, okay, I'm Detective So-and-so. I'll meet you in the parking lot. The guy comes out. Okay, hi, I'm Detective So-and-so. Are you carrying anything? No, let me see your hands. Put your hands on top of your head. Walk backwards. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. And they wanted to be all macho about it to make it look like they arrested a really bad guy. How do they know anything? You still have to arrest him, but what's the deal? I've seen SWAT operations where they've tackled a guy, where they swatted somebody, a SWAT call. Guy came to the door. They asked me to come outside voluntarily. He didn't have any weapons or anything. It was an innocent case, and some pendejo guy with a badge decided he's going to tackle him for nothing. They found out nothing was there. It was a SWAT call. It was a fake call. These guys get carried away. You know, they're not properly trained. I've got martial arts training. I can go up and touch you and I know what to do. You see what I mean? So everybody's just being so misled down these paths that they think that's normal procedure or that's what goes on. There's a big cover up on that. You know, in Japan, if you're Yakuza, you don't spend any time in jail. They get a volunteer who owes them money and they'll go to jail for you. They'll go in and take a confession from them. See what I mean?
Fascinating. I agree with you about Obama working behind the scene, that Biden, of course, is just a puppet, and it's not even the real Joe. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous beyond words, and it does appear they're throwing him under the bus. Would you agree with that, John, that this Biden now with all this doc business, they're playing it up?
Yeah,
I think it's a, you know, it's a simpler, cleaner. It's like getting Al Capone for tax evasion. You know, he committed far more serious crimes. Similarly with Biden, but it's simpler and cleaner just to go with a classified doc angle.
Well, that's what they do. If you go back far enough in history, you can find out all these procedures where they're setting people up. They could put anybody in prison. You know, we used to joke about it. They could convict a ham sandwich. That's the worst joke of all about the U.S. attorneys. And those people are corrupt. They never worked at the border. They never worked in law enforcement. They don't carry a badge and a gun. So that means if you get assaulted, they ask stupid questions like, well, did you bleed? Did you get a concussion? Is there proof that there's some outward damage? And you could have serious trauma, no different than a whiplash incident in a car like I've had where somebody rammed into me. You know, I've had death threats and they don't go away until after you're actually dead, or it's not officially gone until a year later or something after you're dead. But I was going off on a tangent here, but you were mentioning all these things where they're doing all these like Obama, Barry Sotoro. And I've investigated this before, during and after he was in office. He's not allowed to run for office, just like Kamala Harris is not a natural born citizen. Barry Sotoro was born in Mombasa, Kenya. It's a CIA operation. He was adopted by Lolo Sotoro with Ann Dunham, which means he would have a dual citizenship between Kenya and Indonesia. Somebody's trying to message me. And then after that, some way comes up with a fake 16-level birth certificate that they finally identified. Congress still hasn't done anything about it. And yet they've got a blank birth certificate they filled in, which was an exact duplicate where you copy and paste and drag it over to another blank on a computer from the previous number. So if you looked up his number on his birth certificate, the previous number belonged to an actual person that was born in Hawaii. The immigration side of that is a lot of people would go to Hawaii to have their kids, pregnant women or people with babies would somehow get to Hawaii, even if they were foreign nationals. And then they would file a delayed birth or an actual birth within so many days of a birth just to get a birth certificate, because you could do it a certain way in Hawaii. There's a glitch in the Hawaiian system. If you are born on a military base, that's a different thing. You get derivative citizenship, but you're born on U.S. property. And if you get a person who's born of two different parents, two different countries, you can have a literally a possibility of three different countries right there. A Canadian parent, an Irish, British parent. I should have taken that back, because that's the same realm. Let's say it was a person from, I'll pick a neutral country if I can. Let's say Germany, one parent's a female, has a baby, and the baby's born on U.S. territory, but she's German national and married to an American soldier, then that baby could have a possibility of having a U.S. citizenship derivative through the parent, or a German citizenship through the mother or the other parent. So, but they could still do it by the age of 18, they could choose. And I've known people that have actually done that. But you can get dual citizenship, just like Ed Snowden. He was born in the United States. He's got a Russian passport. So is my buddy Steven Seagal, who has a diplomatic passport and a Russian passport. But unfortunately, anybody that's under the Russian Federation is targeted, just like they have their lists, like Lindsey Graham was talking bad about Putin one day. You know how these Democrats talk. Oh, they ought to be taken out. and they're not talking till lunch. What they said was illegal. The guy made a death threat basically against a foreign national who's a leader of a country. That's an arrestable offense. And if he ever went outside the country and got arrested, he could stand up for charges and be in prison for a long time, if not executed for making a death threat. Look at what they do with people that make threats against presidents. Just for everybody's edification, I'm the guy that interviewed Hinckley in front of the White House in 1976. I'm the one that referred him to the duty agent at 2 a.m. because that guy needed to go to St. Elizabeth's Hospital for a while to be evaluated because he was, exhibiting behaviors that were not normal, microwaves in his head, sexually related terms, and then Jody Foster. Jody Foster was what got the other guy interested, you know, for some weird reason. If you saw the movie Taxi Driver, around that time frame, that's probably what he did. He may have seen the movie Taxi Driver.
Yeah, I like the movie. And, of course, Jody plays a teenage prostitute. It's really a remarkable performance.
Exactly. She was probably, 14 or 15, if that much. But people like Hinckley has a stoic personality. And if you've seen him even on a YouTube, you can pull him up on YouTube right now because he's been released. He got released in March last year. What's really weird is he died. Let's see. He got released the same day that another guy died that I actually met by the name of G. Gordon Liddy. I met him in San Diego. It was a quirk. I just happened to be driving by. He was doing that silk stocking production thing. So I pulled over because I recognized him right away. You can't miss him. He's the G-man. He's got his bald head shaved or whatever with a big black mustache. So I get my business card out because I was a private investigator at the time. And I got out and had my card out. And I said, hey, G-man, John Carman, former Secret Service. I used to protect Presidents Ford and Carter at the White House and so forth. So I handed him my card. He was a little, kind of reluctant because he was kind of cautious. And I talked to him. I shook his hand. So I shook his hand and I thought about it later and I said, wait a minute, if he was in Dallas that day, I shook the hand of the guy that shot Tippit, maybe. Just kind of a weird thought, right? But, he was FBI. That guy was a real dedicated patriot under the Nixon administration. So he would do anything type of deal. Unfortunately, he got caught and the Watergate people got caught. And I've actually talked to Douglas Caddy for 5 hours the first time, who was the Watergate attorney who represented the Watergate five or six or whatever. Frank Sturgis is a key name. We'll have to get a guy on the radio sometime who was actually associated with that guy. He was a former detective, New York detective. He was in Bay of Pigs in 61 or so, in the real Bay of Pigs. And that guy has an interesting background. But every time I run into somebody, I'm running across all these interesting people and they keep clicking. I protected Ford. I protected the Queen Elizabeth, and she just passed away. I protected Carter, Amy Carter, you name them, Jack Ford, Steve Ford, Susan Ford. I ran into Jack Ford in San Diego County somewhere. I won't reveal. But all these things are coming together, but still I can't get any help. And most of these people that leave the White House are millionaires, just like Congress. Any congressman that goes in is going to come out a millionaire. I don't know if you heard the stat, but McCarthy supposedly already is a millionaire. And he gets upwards of a millionaire.
McCarthy's already what, John?
A millionaire. And he supposedly gets
I don't think McCarthy's he's a piker compared to Pelosi, who used insider trading, it appears to me. And, the Paul Pelosi body cam is supposed to be released today. He was actually engaged in gay sex with this DePappas guy, who, of course, was a left winger, lived in a commune. They were all for BLM. I'm all for legalizing marijuana, but that's just incidental. Mm-hmm. And they were using the hammer was actually a sex toy, a dildo shaped like a hammer, John.
Oh, my God. That just puts a whole meaning on carpenter work and hammers. They came out with all kinds of stuff about that thing. But see, the problem is they're not arresting anybody. They're embarrassing them or they make them get fired or they quit. And Democrats will tell you, oh, they ought to get fired. No, they need to be arrested, do time, sent to Gitmo for waterboarding sports. You know about the waterboarding sports at Gitmo, right?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they get, if you're put in a federal prison, and I know from a personal experience, because that's what they do to whistleblowers. You can talk to Scott Bennett, same thing, that they have to get you out in sunlight every day. You get an hour, unless you're a terrorist or something. Waterboarding sports three times a week, if you're lucky. And then you tell us what we want to know and when you know it. It's real simple. The game is there, you know. But for years, last couple of years, people are saying, oh, there's all these flights going to get on. I'm checking the flight trackers or transponders are turned off or something. Some other guy like Monkey Works is trying to prove that it was, and that never happened. The whole corridor going right straight to Gitmo is blank. It's a blank corridor. In other words, it's all blanked out. They're not letting anything go there unless it's they're turning off the transponders. And I come from a military family. I've been in a military family since I was born on a top secret military base in Oklahoma, you know, plus Texas to San Diego, back to Texas to Japan on a top secret military base where Atsugi was, where Lee Harvey Oswald actually was stationed, and then to China Lake, Naval Weapons Center, China Lake. And I've worked undercover with Naval Intelligence on that base. So I know all these stories in a more intimate way when they start talking about certain bases, you know, like the MK Ultra people, you know, China Lake, you know, and they claim that Joseph Mengele was there and they may have had relations with somebody, Dick Cheney, Henry Kissinger, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon. I said, no, that's BS. Come on, that's BS. But that's another show in and of itself. But you look at all these lies that were being told, and I'm sitting here left to begging for money just like a couple other people that we know because of the support that we're not getting. And somebody was trying to make a comment. Did you see what happened to James from Veritas just in the last 24 hours?
Oh, yeah. It's James O'Keefe thing.
The term's slipping my mind here.
You're talking about this executive with Pfizer?
Yeah.
Flipping out because they were challenging him about the vax, and he was upset that they were taping, and he actually got physical, didn't it?
Well, sure, wouldn't you? Ambush journalism. I've actually reached out to this idiot, James, and people said, oh, you need to contact James, no different than they would say, you need to contact Alex Jones. I was going to do an interview with Alex Jones in 2007 until I interviewed with a guy named John Stattmiller. And it turns out Stattmiller used to work for Alex. And then when he left, he got my number somehow and called up. Would you like to do an interview? Yeah, sure. No problem. You know, I'm doing interviews with as many people as I can for my own protection as a whistleblower. You have to be public. They canceled my appointment with Alex Jones the next day because of that. So when I see people like James of Veritas going out with a microphone, he's another idiot with a microphone. Remember, I dealt with the news media. I was interviewed by Mike Wallace. I used to escort people at the White House that were news media. I almost arrested Barbara Walters for lying, trying to get into the complex with a limo, and she did not have an appointment. She didn't even have an ID card. And there was something wrong with her personality. Her behavior was wrong. So I thought, well, something's wrong. I wanted to arrest her. And then command center says, no, just get the vehicle out of there. Don't let them come in, of course. No problem. But I wanted to arrest her and the driver. We don't know what was in the vehicle that was trying to approach and be at the gate of the White House. They didn't have any reason to be there. They could have had a nuke in there for all we know. You know, a suitcase nuke, something like that. But you see what I mean? I've dealt with news media for many, many years, even as a kid. I've been in TV stations, radio stations. I protected other upper echelon people, things like that. Chris Ruddy's another one. I hear that Newsmax just got kicked off of another media platform of some sort. And he actually got a donation of millions of dollars when I was up doing stuff with George Putnam, with some other whistleblowers like Larry Nichols and a few others. And I actually protected a guy named Stanislav Lunyev, who was a former colonel of the KGB. He was the highest rated defector back in 95 to 98. And I've got his book. He supposedly passed away just a couple of years ago. So, yeah, when people think these people are really hot stuff, I just talk them down. I said, no, that guy's just another wild guy from some outfit trying to do ambush journalism. And if they didn't tell him he was being recorded, that's illegal. In case anybody didn't know that, it's illegal to film and record a voice illegally if you didn't advise them ahead of time. And I think they had that on a guy that was exposing the, like the Planned Parenthood thing, that story where John, they were selling body parts.
John, actually, it varies from state to state. Some states only require single party, which would mean if you yourself are doing the recording and you're part of the conversation, you can legally record it. Other states have two party, and yeah, it's illegal then if it's a two party state.
And you guys are in a different state. I'm in a two-party state in California. When Linda Tripp was illegally recording from Virginia of Monica Lewinsky, she was in violation, but they ultimately didn't charge her. But they used that as a premise to go after her. So that's a good point. Good point, you know. But even when I get on these telephone calls with a bank and I've got something going on with a fraud department, they'll try to tell you, oh, we're recording this conversation for quality assurance. No, you're not. And I'm not consenting to it. So call me back on an unrecorded line because they are violating our security. They claim that they're doing it for that reason. They are lying. Every day they lie. People don't realize that. You have to be in that frame of mind because when I went to work in law enforcement, especially at U.S. Customs at the border, I had to prepare myself mentally. Yep, I'm going to work and they're going to lie to me all day long for eight to 12 hours. Can you imagine? You know? Some people do tell the truth, but most of them are lying about something. You just have to look at their eyes and the behavioral analysis techniques that I've developed over the years. It's unbelievable. But anyway, I see we're coming up on a commercial there.
Yeah, stand right by. We'll be back with John Carman right after this break.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
John, do continue, my friend. You got so many great stories.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to thank Mitchell for doing a really good job. I love those montages, especially the one with a female voice on there that's yelling out about fighting back. How many times have you heard Congress members say that people need to be held accountable? I won't pick on Marjorie Taylor Greene. I like Tulsi Gabbard, although people have claimed she's a member of the WEF and all this other stuff.
But bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. They're very careful about their words, and they always say they need to be held accountable. No, they need to be arrested and put in prison and dealt with accordingly. And if it's high treason, 18 U.S.C. 2381, and I have to keep telling people there are laws for these things, the Democrats go out there and tear it down, claim there is no law for certain things, lie to you, which is satanically bad. That's what they are. And then they come back and try to introduce a new law or make it look like they put something on it and put sprinkles on it so that you could accept that as their wording, which may be worded differently and with a twist to it. It's always with a twist. That means they're changing it in a certain way. And when you change the wording in a law, that means it changes everything. You know that. I mean, you've got paperwork. You've done stuff, excellent paperwork through the judicial system. You've got it up to the Supreme Court. These people are basically prejudiced, okay? And that's the problem. The Ninth Circuit that I'm in, I believe you may have dealt with the Ninth Circuit. Even Trump admitted it after I was emailing him before, during, and after his administration. He came to San Diego so many times. I go, that was pretty good. That's an indicator. He's looking at my emails, or somebody is. And he even stated the Ninth Circuit is the most corrupt circuit, and yet he didn't do anything. He didn't get rid of these guys. And people think he's doing everything he can. No, he doesn't know the law enforcement system. You know,
well, I'm not sure he could get rid or change the composition of a circuit court or a court of appeals, John. Are you confident he could do that?
Yeah, he's the president, And even if he had to do the Insurrection Act.
Because remember, you know, a lot of these judges, these are positions even requiring Senate confirmation. In fact, John Kennedy just took apart a nominee from Biden who didn't know anything about the Constitution to be appointed to a court of appeals. I mean, she knew nothing. He was asking her very basic questions about the articles of the Constitution. She didn't have a clue.
Oh, Ketanji Jackson?
No, it's a new one. It's another. I think she's an idiot, too, myself, my impression. But no, this is a new nominee, not for the Supreme Court, but for an appellate court.
That's what they do. They put their own shills in there, and they control it. That's all it is. And if they go in there and they come up with a decision of some sort, they'll even tell them. Yeah, do you guys want to hear this case? No, we don't want that one to come before the court. We don't want them to hear about it, blah, blah, blah. They'll block it. So that's manipulation. The whole Constitution is being violated. The people of the United States, you know, the people, the ones who are supposed to be in charge. I had this discussion with another patriot just yesterday that we need to be armed equally as the military is. So if they've got rocket launchers, submachine guns and nukes and unlimited supplies of armor and stuff, just like they left in Afghanistan by Biden, $85 billion worth to be approximate, then Americans need to be armed with the same type of stuff. So they purposely dumped that stuff there to arm terrorists. It's crazy what's going on. People don't get it. They think that you can write letters and that the Congress represents the best interests of their constituents. No, they don't. And they actually have illegals coming into the country that get $10,000 a month was the quote from an actual whistleblower, which went through another person through Texas. And that, you know, I've talked to people and reached out to Ted Cruz and Chip Roy, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, handfuls of congressmen and senators in other states, they're doing nothing. And if you don't live in their district and their zip code, they won't talk to you even if you knew where the suitcase nukes were, just like that. So the country has been divided by zip codes. We are no longer a unified country by states. Texas may be a republic. A lot of people are going over there because it's a republic. They may even secede from the United States. Even parts of California are saying, yeah, let's secede from California, make it a Southern California as a separate state. Same thing with Hawaii, you know, and a bunch of other things. Once they start doing that, it's going to get chaotic. Because all the money that's coming from people like Chapo Guzman, that's who pays off all these guys, and they're pulling in money. You heard that Chapo Guzman's son got released the other day, I'm sure.
Who was released?
Chapo Guzman's son. Chapo Guzman is the drug cartel who was worth $250 billion with a B. Baker. Trump, as an example, is only worth about $5 billion in the books that we know of. I suggested to Trump, take that money from Chapo Guzman that you arrested and take the money and fix the border and give money to all the Americans and help whistleblowers. Nothing happened. Those people are going back into these card rooms like they did with McCarthy. How many times did they have to vote before they got him down to what they wanted? And they're making deals behind closed doors before they finally put him in as Speaker of the House. Think about it. These people, American people has no idea what's going on. They really don't. I'll give you a funny story. You remember Tip O'Neill, right?
Sure.
Irishman that he was. Sure. He came into the White House one day at the North Gate, and he has to walk up the sidewalk to the North Portico to go through the door through another Secret Service official. And then he came over towards me where I had a clipboard that morning because they were going to have a special meeting. My assignment was to ask each person their name, check them off the list, and direct them over, which is really basic. A kindergarten kid could do it. Real easy. So he comes in. I'm pretty sure that was him. There's the joke. Yeah, I'm probably sure, right? Joke. And I asked him, name, sir? And he looked at me and said, don't you know who I am? And that's the first thing they teach you in the Secret Service Academy is not to take any shites off anybody, no matter what they think they are. You're still Secret right. Service. And nobody gets into that complex because you're protecting the president and the first family and everybody else there. And God knows what, how many other secret documents are hidden in a closet somewhere, joke. So I looked right back and I said, sir, I'm just asking you your name to confirm it. If you don't want to do that, I'll be glad to take you right back out by the seat of your pants to the North Gate and have you start all over again. How about that? And he looked right at me and said, Tip O'Neill, Speaker of the House. Thank you. Now step over to your left and wait in there until you're called. See what I mean?
Sure.
They don't get it. And he walked right by the little private area, which goes to right past the usher's office and another dining kitchen thing, into one of the, either the dining, no, the east room or the other room. There's the east room, and then there's another reception area where they have all these news conferences when they invite everybody in. I was personally protecting Anwar Sadat, who was like 6'4", a guy named Jimmy Carter. You may have heard of him. And then another guy, Menachem Begin, shorter guy. He was from Israel.
Yeah.
That was in 76. Nobody else got in there in the same area that Tip O'Neill was trying to give me a hard time about. Nobody would get in there unless I let them in. So it was just me and those three gentlemen. That's it. And I came in when I was assigned to that specific point as an extra backup because of my, you know, background and stuff, martial arts, distinguished expert. And I'm sure you know what distinguished expert means because you've probably been to the range just as much as a few other people in the military. And I was damn good at that. But I'd come in, look at them, smile, wave, don't say anything, and turn around, walk the other way, and stepped off about 15 paces, and that was my position. Nobody gets in. Those guys were talking in the private mansion section versus the West Wing, where all the news media hangs out, and they're trying to snitch off everybody and get information. Judy Woodruff was just as bad, too. She tried to sneak around the corner one day, and she didn't have her pass, and I caught her cold. Stop right there, Judy. Where's your pass? Oh, you don't have it? Stop right there. You're being detained now. I would have cuffed her up if I felt like it, but I didn't have to. There was a guy named Chris Ruddy, who I mentioned with Newsmax. He got a White House pass, and he had direct access to the West Wing, which means he could go see the president. Those people are all snitches. They're spies. Let's be very clear. You know, it's like saying the people at the embassy, the U.S. embassy, Russian embassy, it doesn't matter. They have intelligence people there. You can assume that the people at an Israeli embassy may work for the Mossad, right? Because
yeah,
I was standing post on a midnight one night, and no matter what, I'm standing right out there and watching everything. There's only so many parked cars, and only certain people could park in a certain area, and it was pretty well locked up. Nobody else is getting in or out. And still in the middle of the night, a guy comes out, an Israeli guy, and he wants to go pretend like he's looking at the car and checking the tire and all this other shit. Okay, I get it, but maybe he's checking something else, because typically if you're in Beirut or someplace, it only takes a few seconds for somebody to come running through there, put a magnetic device, and then run away if you're not there or looking or something. You know what I mean? So
sure.
I get that. But I did ask the guy on occasion, I said, hey, if things get rough sometime, do you guys have a spare Uzi I could borrow? And the guy smiled and said, yeah. Okay, good. Because we had Uzis too, see. But we didn't have direct access out in the streets at the embassies the way we should have back then. But that's hindsight. You know what I mean? That's back Nixon, Ford, Carter era.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nixon just wanted to have a bunch of guys standing around in special uniforms to look good. You know, they didn't really arm us the way they should have. I mean, you're an ex-Marine, right?
Yep.
How many times did you hear the story about how Jimmy Carter disarmed the Marines at the U.S. embassies in the Middle East or some other location?
You mean took arms away from them? Ordered them no longer to have arms.
No bullets.
Now, that's just insane, John. Why would he do something like that?
Because it's crazy, because he didn't want to have an incident. And I go, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. If a president of the United States orders me not to put bullets in my gun, I'm going to say good luck with that because I have authority over him.
Yeah.
That's me, Secret Service. Military goes under command, which means commander chief says, okay, I want you guys to take your bullets out, take your clips out, and just have emptied guns. What good is a gun without a clip fully loaded if you need it? What are you going to do? Are you going to be following orders stupidly, you know, or do the other to stay alive? So court martial or not. I mean, you know, the guys that are on honor guard at Arlington, those guys can't smoke. They can't drink. They can't swear or cuss. They can't trip over their shoestring, which would never happen. They certainly can't do anything which would bring any kind of disrespect of ill repute of any kind upon them or that post. And I think I actually saw a female on the duty for Arlington. That's a very special unit. I think there was a movie even with James Caan, who I met at the Watergate Hotel one night at a detail when I was protecting some Saudi prince. But if people really understood the ramifications, and when those guys are pictured, they got some female that always goes to the White House just to see the Marine Guard open up the door, the West Wing door. You know, and every time I would go by there, if I had to go through that door, because there's a Secret Service official right inside that area who's armed, you know, I'll usually say something, hello, or good job, or nice to see you, or something, you know, a little bit of encouragement. Because can you imagine having to stand there at attention, look good, and open the door and be at a perfect attention all the time, no different than the guys saluting and doing the other stuff at Marine One? And I've actually had guys who claim they were armed. I said, no, they're not. You know, some guy was trying to, you know, finagle a little story on me. And I said, no, they're not armed. Do you realize what would happen if I caught a guy that was armed? I'd have to pull my gun on him. He's not authorized. I'm Secret Service. See what I mean? They still don't get that. You know, oh, but they're armed. There must be a gun locker nearby. They have access. No, no, no. Not unless we say so. Secret Service does not allow that. Otherwise, we would be in conflict with how they're trained. See what I mean? Two to the chest, one to the head. And I heard Biden just recently put something out wanting to change the laws so that police officers have to shoot people in the arm or the leg if they have to. Or
how stupid. How stupid is that, John? I mean, that's just moronic. You have to go over the largest part of the body. You have to go over the torso, or if you can... If you're expert enough, the head, but the idea of shooting arm or leg, that's not even going to stop somebody if they're trying to kill someone else. I mean, that's just stupid.
It's imbecile. And the training is you shoot center of mass, which is in the sternum, chest area, two to the chest, one to the head is our training. And we never shoot to kill because we're a friendly country and we're a friendly, kinder, gentler nation. So when we shoot to stop, you know. That's some other verbiage there, but you heard about the shooting in Tennessee. Now, I've actually represented and helped out black officers who were getting harassed by other officers in Tennessee, and I believe it was Memphis. Apparently, there was a black officer, a black person, that got tagged down. They beat him or tased him and abused him, and somehow he ended up getting shot. And as soon as you heard what the description was by black officers, you go, oh, black on black. Okay. Nobody's doing anything. If it was a white on black, they're going to do another George Floyd thing, you know. And I monitored that case very carefully. The Derek Chauvin guy putting his knee on the side of his neck, but he was already cuffed up. He was putting undue pressure on a person who may have had a medical episode. Two other officers were holding him down in the lower torso and then the legs. He was already cuffed up. I'm telling you, I'm an expert at these things. I don't screw around. I cuff you up, I search you, and I put you in the back of the car, which is previously searched, to make sure there's no contraband. And this guy had contraband on him, but he had a medical issue, and he may have been under the influence of medical drugs of some sort or not, illegal or not. And there was no need for it. So that was excessive force. So you could probably go through a coroner's inquest and make it look like something else, you know, like it was a special incident. But
well, John, I have a slightly different take because when he was arrested and cuffed behind the back, he had hair on his head. But if you look at that what Chauvin's kneeling on. He's bald and he's got his hand in front of his chest. And when they lift him up and put him on the stretcher, he has no legs. It appears to be an African-American training dummy made by Sigma 7, which had offices right in Minneapolis until the whole thing broke out and they moved that. They got out of Dodge.
Yeah, let me tell you, I've watched videos. I did a thing with Clyde Lewis years ago when it went down, and I broke it down very carefully. And I said, look, first off, the first officers on contact didn't know what they were doing. One was an Arabic-looking guy, and at one point they were pointing guns to get him to come out of the car. Then they cuffed him up, and he's dropping bindles all the way from there to the sidewalk. And there were two other black people, a male and a female, in there doing a drug deal of some sort. They were off to the side on the sidewalk and allegedly told to stand there. I said, what? You don't let people like that stand there. You separate them and you search them and cuff them up. If you cuff the driver, you cuff the passengers until you figure out what's going on. And I already saw the problems immediately because I've got that kind of a background. You don't just take the driver out and walk him off and act like nothing's going on. What about the other two that could have had drugs and guns on them? They could have shot you. See what I mean? That was a setup. The whole thing looked like a setup. And what you just now described tells me that's where they come in after the fact and readjust and do videos and alter stuff no different than frame 313, which is missing from the Zapruder film. I saw the Zapruder film in the Academy. That was the altered Zapruder film. And after years and years later, I finally saw the frame 313. There you go. That's where the bullet came from. Lower left, storm drain cover, left, upper right, 7-2 position, basically. You know, people don't get that. And then they're all trying to say, nope, it was Oswald who never fired a gun that day. See what I mean? It's all CIA ops, U.S. Army psyops, all this other BS. And they're trying to constantly color it something else. I mean, you know more about Sandy Hook than everybody, you know? Boston bombing thing is another issue. What's the big deal? Because they're all trying to cover it up to take away our guns and then make it look like, oh yeah, you can't have a gun because of this, that, the other incident. And they'll come up with nothing but incidents. What they just happened in the last several days, the one in Lower California over in Huntington Beach, rather, or I'm sorry, Monterey Bay. Yeah.
Monterey Bay and Half Moon Bay,
exactly. Asians. Well, and they messed up on the stats. They'd say 10 people were shot, 10 people killed, 10 people were wounded. Then they changed it from 9 and 9. Then they went back to 10 and 10. And then Half Moon Bay right after that under Gavin Newsom's watch. And the first thing he did was come out and start talking about semi-automatics. Those people don't have the training background, and they're Democrats. They're communists, folks.
Those are both staged so far as I can tell, John. They're both fake.
Yes, that's what it's looking like. But until they do a coroner's inquest, you know, they're trying to put on a show and make it look like, okay, we caught the bad guy who just allegedly killed these people. Even when they did the SWAT operation, I critiqued that. And I go, those guys either don't know what the hell they're doing. They've got a vehicle, the white van, which had the suspect in there, Tran, which would be a Vietnamese name. And after he shot and they went and parked illegally, which would attract attention, he could have parked somewhere else, ditched the vehicle and walked away. And he didn't. Then they surrounded it with two armored vehicles and then even another vehicle to the side. The guy couldn't move. They had drones taking pictures. They had a loudspeaker from a police officer saying, if you have a weapon, throw it out, blah, blah, blah. And at some point in time, a single gunshot went off and he was found later, over an hour later, after the news media is stretching it out for the news to stall for time. These guys stood around the way they were having coffee. They weren't ready. They didn't have their guns out. They weren't approaching the vehicle. They were waiting. So if he was dead, he was down almost an hour before they even approached. It's ridiculous. And then they walked up like nothing was going on. So they knew he was dead. They could see the body from the drone. So when they went and opened up the doors and smashed out the window to open up the lock, they already knew he was dead. And they're searching it like they would at the border because there's nobody in there. and he was sitting in the driver's seat with a gunshot wound to his head. That took another hour for them to release that information. But I could tell by the way they were moving, the way their actions are, they're not acting like an alive shooter is in the vehicle. See what I mean? It's real simple.
Yeah.
You could probably get it real easy too, I'm sure. So it's all finagling the news and manipulating and the way they're doing it. You know, the news media works and gets permission from the CIA. See if I get disconnected again. The company. You know, when are people going to realize it? That little party they had on January 6th, and they still haven't done anything to arrest Michael Leroy Byrd, the lieutenant who shot Ashley Babbitt, who was a veteran of the Air Force, I believe, may have been may have been in PSYOPs or not, doesn't matter. She was out of San Diego. I reached out to them. I didn't get a response. Maybe I'm blocked. But you can't shoot an unarmed person. You're supposed to, if you have to pull your gun, you can have it pointed down. There's no immediate threat. There were no guns. They had a SWAT team from the Capitol Police right behind her within 10, 15 feet. Easy. So it looks like it was staged in some way, but these guys didn't do shitson. They stood there. Michael Leroy Byrd, I will accuse him publicly of committing murder. They should have had him turn his gun in, do an incident report if it was a lawful shooting. If not, they should have taken him into custody because these idiots that work at the Capitol are not operating on the system that they're operating under the constitutional laws and the training they received at FLETC, Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, which most of them all go to, same place I went to under Secret Service, and then specialized training. They do not take orders from the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House is no different than the president, and the president can't come out and tell me, I want you to shoot that guy. Nope, can't do it unless there's immediate threat or something else. I'm not just shooting anybody because he's going to tell me what to do. Can't do it. You can't do it, period. That man shot a woman in cold blood. She was allegedly crawling through there. I didn't know why. She was trying to prevent the other guy from smashing the window. They're holding back on that video, and yet he pulled a gun and shot her point blank within, what, 5 feet, 6 feet away?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Hey, we got one final break, and we'll be back with John Carbon, and we'll open the calls. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, John, I expect most of our audience just wants to hear more stories from you, but I am going to open the line 540-352-4452 for anyone who has questions for John or me. Do continue, my friend.
Oh, I'm just double-checking the news to see what lies they're putting out right now.
Yeah. Give us anything you see of interest. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
They're supposed to be releasing that Pelosi, as I said, they're supposed to be releasing that Pelosi body cam. That's going to be stunning.
Well, see, this is all taking us away from the Biden story, and they always do this. People have to understand there are staff people in the CIA. There are staff people at the White House that do nothing but cover stories. You probably saw Peter Ducci's up there asking Jean-Pierre all these questions about the document thing. They're covering up for that. So all these other stories are trying to cover up for the documents. So, well, how come Biden didn't get raided, but they went after Trump at Mar-a-Lago? And I'll tell people right now, if I'm Secret Service at Mar-a-Lago and the president says to let people in violation of security, I'm going to say, no, sir, you can't do that. I'm not letting anybody in. You don't have to. If FBI came to the White House, what's the difference? And they had documents and they had a subpoena or something. You tell them to make a phone call to the Attorney General and the Attorney General contact the Chief of Staff and work it out that way. They don't get in. They don't have a top secret clearance. Let's discuss that. These people that are looking at these documents that were on the raids did not have a top secret clearance to even look at documents that were top secret. I handled top secret documents at the White House. I had a top secret clearance. If a staff member left his safe open, his or her safe, left a document laying out on their desk and it was marked up secret or top secret or confidential, I confiscate it, close up the safe after I put a note in there, and I leave an additional note to come to the command center to pick up their documents and explain why they left the place open and unsecure. Then I lock the door to the office that they were in. If after I'm satisfied there's nobody else in there and I've searched the area generally. So I know what's going on. These people are playing games. So now you got Biden's doing it, Vice President. Then you got Kamala Harris, the suspect. Then they come after Pence and say, oh, well, Pence had some documents too. He supposedly called up and notified him. You know what? I think I found some documents laying around. Here they are, and then he may have somebody or go turn them in. It may have happened. They may have happened in the change of things when they left the White House. Sometimes that happens. President is the only one that can declassify documents, not the vice president or anybody else. So if the president says, okay, all these documents are declassified until further notice, that's what they are. Biden, on the other hand, supposedly comes back and says, well, he's reclassifying back up to confidential, secret, or top secret status, which is contradictory to the previous president. That would have to go through some sort of a review. But you can't let a bunch of people come into a compound who are not Secret Service, period. That's one of the mistakes I saw them made. Why would you do that? It doesn't matter that they got badges. They're not Secret Service. See, that's stupid. So people don't seem to understand the separation. And after all this time, I'm wondering, why don't they explain that when the documents or any materials or anything that's being moved, even if it goes through a rental truck or GSA, and it belongs to a president, they usually have it escorted by Secret Service. When they go buy food, I turned this job down. I didn't want to be the Secret Service test taster for food or whatever that week. They said they wanted, some guy was asking me if I wanted to work on it. I said, no, not unless you can make it more exciting. I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous. I'm too highly trained. Who do you think shops for their food? What, the people that work there, the chefs and all that? They have to have a Secret Service official who's armed and fully identified to make sure nobody goes in and contaminates or poisons the food. See what I mean? Real simple. It's all basics. They have no idea how Secret Service operates. They got people dressed up in all kinds of disguise uniforms and all kinds of details that they wouldn't even know, that they couldn't identify. That's just to give you a sample. But now, why aren't they looking at Obama? Obama is not a natural born citizen. He wasn't born in the United States. Why don't they go after him? What is Congress doing? Congress is violating high treason by every day, every minute that goes by. Oh, here we go. They're putting up the Murdaugh murder trial up on Fox News right now. So that'll be the attention for a couple of weeks until they get tired of it. And then they'll find another cover story to put people on a different track in mind. Because after 10 to 15 days, is no different than diverting a person's attention for 15 minutes. After 15, 20 minutes, you get bored, you change the channel, or your attention span. That's what it's all about, your attention span. So that's where that may be going. Why aren't they going after Pelosi? What about all the documents she's got? What about the other people that are in Congress or got kicked out? What about Andrew Schiff? What about that guy? How come they haven't gone after him? What about the J6 committee? Why haven't they gone after those guys yet? See what I mean? I've got a whole list. I would clear them all out. I would. I'd take them all out and separate them and do it really quick because they need to be separated, jailed. And what about the people that are still in MCC or a jail in Washington, D.C. under the January 6th thing? How many people are still in prison? It's 2 years, over 2 years now. 2 years, 21 days since January 6th. So I'm sure they're violating all of those type of requirements and restrictions. And if they haven't released people by now, that's communism, folks. You live in a communist state. This is no longer the United States. In fact, I had one of my Russian contacts say, you guys are just like Russia back in the 50s. We've switched. Russia's more free than we are. See what I mean? And if you were in a foreign country, you could go to Afghanistan and you could have an AK-47 with all the rounds you could carry. Just wear a beard and wear a turban and worship Allah. You know what I mean? So even people in the I got a guy who sends even information from Israel, and they were talking about some activity. There's a guy on Telegram. Telegram is a very secure site. I use it all the time. And there are some good channels up there if you want to get some current up-to-date information. But what's interesting is they're telling us about stuff that's going on even in the United States from Israel. So they monitor us. We monitor them. I know when they're having attacks late at night. They're bombing the Kiev area. And there's all kinds of stuff going on. But Zelensky is still asking for billions of dollars. Those guys have already funneled over $1 trillion. See what I mean? So every time Biden opens his mouth or somebody else, Why do you think so many Democrats went to Kiev to visit Zelensky? I've never seen anybody from Congress pay so much attention to their ATM bank in Ukraine ever. I don't know if you have, but that was monumental. That was an indicator. Pelosi's going over there, Lindsey Graham, other key officials from the Democratic Party. They're going to check their bank account. And they're checking to make sure that their statements are read properly. Whenever they give $1 trillion to Zelensky, he's lucky to get 40 to 60 billion out of it, maybe, or 100 billion, you know, if people could do the math, you know. Did you realize Zelensky has a mansion somewhere in Florida right off the coast, the east coast of the United States?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here's
and most of the weapons are being recycled on the black market, by the way. You know? Yeah,
that's what I'm getting, too. There's stuff even I'm monitoring. As soon as they send the Abram tanks within the next 60 days, 90 days or whatever, that's direct involvement in the war in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
The Russians, and I monitor them. I talk to people over there to get what's going on. And according to that, they're talking World War III in a sentence.
Yeah.
You can do surgical strikes. And another guy who's an expert, he'll talk about surgical strikes with lower level atomic radiation type thing, or different levels of attacks and different types of weapons. And yeah, they could probably do surgical strikes and do some damage, but they're looking to go after, allegedly, the allegation is Russia's trying to go after the property and the land over there. And I said, well, technically, the Ukraine has always been a Russian state, part of the Russian Federation. They never yes. did get approval, unless somebody tells me, oh yeah, there's a document that says they went to the United Nations, got approval, and became a sovereign country like Israel did in 1948 or whatever. You know, it never happened. See what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
And they're still looking. The guy's a cocaine addict, gay caballero that he is. You know, we don't care about that stuff, but it looks pretty bad. And yet all the underground bases and the bioweapons labs, which was done under the Obama administration specifically. And yet when they get caught at it, well, they go, well, yeah, maybe we did have 35 or 36, and then they jack it up to 46. And then we really don't know. They've got tons of tunnels everywhere. Tunnels are everywhere. A lot of people don't get that. If you think you see a base, a military base, there's tunnels under it. So that hence the dumps. A deep underground military base. I've lived at such bases, and I did not see indicators of it, although I heard information that may have been going on because of the type of activity that was going there. Dulce, New Mexico, deep underground base, 12 to 15 levels, alien access, alien people or beings being kept there and being fed human food. Now, when somebody else said human food, they thought, oh, hamburgers, hot dogs, steaks, and veggies and all that.
They're talking about humans.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, we do have a caller, John. Let me bring him in from area code 309. Caller, just give us your first name and your state and join the conversation.
Thank you so much. I'm Darren from Illinois. I appreciate your time. I wanted to bring up the speech our FBI director gave at the Davos meeting last week, where he said we need to get rid of free speech in the United States. I think that's high treason. I think that's just too much. It's too much.
Who was making that claim? Who was saying that?
Our director of the FBI spoke at Davos.
Christopher Wray said we should get rid of the First Amendment?
Yes. Yes,
he said that's so insulting.
Yeah,
he said that specifically. He said that outright. He said that's exactly what he said, and it's over the top. It's inconceivable that a man in his position could state on foreign soil such a thing to a crowd such as that. It's just bizarre.
And that's the whole point. Yeah, the guy's an idiot, by the way. And God bless you. If you're in Chicago or Illinois, you're closer to Abraham Bolden, who's my buddy over there, ex-Secret Service, first black man to get on a presidential detail when he was protecting Kennedy, by the way. So I've done interviews with him. He's 88 now, by the way. Yeah, that guy who spoke in Davos, Those guys are idiots. And if you've ever been to Switzerland, they're very racist over there. And they're very much like the Nazi Germans that they have had there for many, many years. Those guys are crazy over there. And that's why they go there, because it's part of a Nazi regime. The Committee of 300, the Illuminati, the Khazarians or whatever. And there's supposedly people even above that that they don't know, besides Schwab, George Soros, and all those other guys that want to have everybody go around eating bugs. But for an FBI director to be going over there making those kind of statements is treasonous. 18 U.S.C. 2381. And if you're charged with treason, that's a death penalty. Be very clear about that. And people need to know this. They really do. I mean, that's a really good piece of information people need to really see, because that guy does not speak for our interests. And I'm sure J. Edgar Hoover's probably rolling over in his grave right now, knowing about that.
Well, I'm sure he took the oath to protect the Constitution of the United States when he sure. took his position. And
that's good. You know, yeah, I like your point. I like your point. Yeah, he's violated his oath. That's impeachable. There's no question about it. He ought to be prosecuted for it. I like that. John, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, of course. But I like to do it the hard way, because I know what it's like. I'm a very conscientious person. I arrest anybody. I don't care. I've caught people like that at the border. I've arrested police officials, federal people, military, foreign nationals. I've even searched diplomats who lied to me, and I know all the laws and how to do it. But that's why I got a reputation, I guess. But
you're more well traveled than I am, and you've seen quite a bit. And I got a question in the conspiracy realm for you. I heard somebody the other day allude to the fact that we may have underground caches of heavy weaponry in the European theater of war, in close proximity to the Ukraine, that we're readily able to lay hold of these underground caches of weapons. Is that an accurate
yes.
order? Is that
assume it? I just exposed the part about the dumb bases, the bioweapons labs, and they had over 46 of those. They've got tunnels. I've seen them on diagrams, the actual tunnel diagrams, all around Ukraine. So what they're doing is encroaching. So if you got a neighbor that encroaches 1 inch into your property, they're violating your sovereignty. You can do what you have to do to protect it, just like Mexico encroaches on us all the time. It's the same thing. So Putin, I support Putin and what he's doing. And if they keep encroaching, they're firing weapons into his territory. They've done it. That's a violation. That's an act of war. He could act accordingly and retaliate accordingly. So that's what they're doing. Poland, the Nordic countries were mentioned. Some of them are trying to get back into the United Nations category so they could try to go against Putin or the Russian Federation. But if they can't get a full 100% vote on it, they can't do it, and it's halfway. In other words, some people are kind of going that way, some aren't. But the more Merkel, there's a good one, Merkel, you got Justin Trudeau connected allegedly through his father, who may have been Castro and other communists in the world. If they keep pushing Putin, Putin's going to get pissed off. And I know Putin personally on a different level, because he's martial arts trained. He's Kodokan trained judo. I'm Kodokan trained judo the same years when I lived in Japan. And I know Seagal and all these other things about him and his profile, that if you keep pushing a guy big enough and hard enough, he's going to respond, and they're not going to like the response. It's going to hurt a few people.
Well,
go ahead.
I did hear that Putin had said if we use depleted uranium shells in this conflict, if Americans start shooting off depleted uranium shells, particularly out of our Abrams tanks, he'll consider that a nuclear event.
Yes, it is.
And I think it's well founded. It's well founded.
Yeah, and that's the perfect word. I'm looking for that word earlier. Depleted is the key word. It doesn't matter if they shoot depleted rounds, armored rounds, 50 caliber rounds, up to rocket launchers, HIMARS, and Abrams tanks, all that. Yeah, exactly that. So he can return in kind, but he's trying to wait this thing out a certain way. And yet with my background, I ask other more pertinent questions as to why they haven't gotten rid of these people at the top, the Illuminati, the Khazarians or the Committee of 300 or whatever they're called this week, cut off the head of the Hydra. And there's more than seven or eight heads.
You know, when Kennedy gave that speech to the press corps concerning secret societies and clandestine organizations, he was dead within, I think, 3 weeks after that speech.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Yes. He splinter the CIA into, disbanded into a million splinters or something. Quote.
Break it into 1,000 pieces, or shatter it into 1,000 pieces.
Yeah, something like that, and that's true. And even Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex, even in the 50s. And, you know, Nixon was the vice president, so he was aware of stuff going on back then. But they don't do what we think that they're going to do. They don't actually enforce the laws equally. It's a triple-tiered, quadruple-tiered system of justice, and we're totally being lied to every day. So the longer people wait, we the people wait and wait, they're going to keep going down the drain till they go door to door and arrest you or take after you like they did the Branch Davidians when Clinton was in charge. And then Janet Reno, that was the joke, Reno, and the other cases where they actually killed people, Ruby Ridge and stuff like that. There was no need for that. See what I mean?
I can say with confidence if my name's not on a list, they're not doing their job. I mean, it's just that simple. But
I'm on a list. Exactly.
Mr. Fetzer, I appreciate your work, and both of you gentlemen, I appreciate your time. I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad you called. Excellent call. Thank you so much.
Yes,
John,
good call.
We have just a few for you to give us some overall reflections on where things stand.
The Pelosi
hammer video has just been released. It's pretty odd. He comes to the door. He's not wearing any pants. He seemed to have a cocktail in his hand. Pelosi seemed to be, the pap seems to be standing beside him. And then just all of a sudden, he seems to swing at him. But people are saying, what in the hell is going on here? Following an underwear, adult beverage, all in the up and up, no shoes, no service. The hammer was initially in Pelosi's hand. It goes up. People are saying, I don't know what I'm seeing here. I don't know if you can find it. It's on Zero Hedge. It's also on Twitter. I think it's pretty damn curious.
Well, I'm checking. See, a while back, within the last several days, they cut off the USA TV 247 site. And I used to watch OAN and Fox News. Then I had to find another one, which is streamfair.com, in case anybody wants to look at the news on their laptop, because I don't have a TV set, don't have a microwave. I have a flip phone that's a military-grade encrypted type phone, a Dura XV LTE. I don't use smartphones. But it's like, we need to start playing all these hammer songs, you know, like, if I had a hammer, blah, blah, blah. I mean, rub it in.
I like that.
But a lot of these people are just getting diverted. It's a game. People who file for their taxes who are filing in April are not taxpayers. Please understand, you guys are tax slaves. And if you sign a document that's through the Federal Reserve, and I've talked to Joe Bannister, who was an IRS agent. I knew you knew Ray Sherrard, who was an IRS agent. He's gone now. They don't want you to know that paying your taxes is voluntary. And every time they get the director or the commissioner of the IRS, they always admit that paying your taxes is voluntary because the IRS is not an authorized, recognized federal agency under the Congress of the United States. It belongs to the Federal Reserve. And those guys who have badges and guns are private cops. They're not really federal agents. See? So that means when you sign a contract, it doesn't matter what it says on the W-2 or whatever form 1040s and stuff like that. If you sign your name, you're agreeing to pay those taxes. It's a contract. So these guys are doing the usury thing, like the Jewish usury. It's illegal. And why are they asking for a donation to a political campaign on a document that's supposed to be a government document where you're paying taxes voluntarily? Doesn't make sense, right? It's a conflict is what I'm saying. So, I'm not an attorney. There's my disclaimer joke. So if people want to pay, you know, God bless them. If I had a job, I'd probably do it too, just to keep from being hassled. And I've had audits when I was a whistleblower at U.S. Customs, and they would ask for the last 5 years. I'd go to my filing cabinet, pull it out, hand it to them, and say, okay, go for it. Because I went through a tax preparer, and then they would mail it back to me. Nothing happened. It's harassment. They demote you, they transfer you, they force you out, and eventually you quit or they fire you, and that's what they do to whistleblowers.
John, let me squeeze in one question. You alluded to ETs or aliens. How much do you know? How much can you confirm about their existence? I've been a skeptic myself, please.
Well, we only got a few minutes, but I can assure you with my contacts and background and training and expertise and investigative type skills, they do exist. I've got actual video. I mean, I could share a video of you. I'll send you a video. Yeah, there's at least two or three of the short little alien.
Grays? The grays?
Not exactly gray. The gray grays are the soldiers. The other ones are white, but they're midget size, 4 foot tall guys. Three fingers, one thumb, something like that, but they don't have five digits. But they do exist. I've talked to other whistleblowers that confirm it as well. They exist, and they're covering it up to all expenses. The treaties that were allegedly signed, and Eisenhower used to meet with them, that brings in Laura Eisenhower and her knowledge. It brings in other people on my knowledge. Art Campbell, who has a UFOcrashbook.com. Go to that site. Start there. I will reaffirm. Secret Service guys like Kellerman is one of them. It was at that meeting, 1951 to 55. Holloman Air Force Base, Edwards Air Force Base, the excuse about a broken tooth, Eisenhower had to go. Nixon even brought Jackie Gleason to a place where they actually showed the alien bodies. I've talked to people like Philip J. Corso himself, 95, when I was on injury leave and I was listening to Art Bell because I had a lot of time. I started calling a lot of people back then. I had access to my own databases to do it. So I've confirmed it all. I'm convinced that's why they're doing all the alien stuff and the shots. They're trying to kill people off, and they're doing alien hybridization programs now.
John, absolutely sensational, John. I can't wait to have you back. Everyone, have a great weekend. Spend as much time as you can with your family, the people you love and care about.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence...